This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We'll talk about the would-be Trump assassin's son getting arrested. I'm going to talk about that very, very briefly. An American corporation that bent the knee to us. I'll get to that in a minute. We have a teacher giving us a great example of why many people go into teaching. How the communists don't have groups. It's all about the revolution. All that, emails, and so much more coming up this final hour of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I am aware of what is considered the big news story of the day. And we are 2 hours into a three-hour show, and I haven't mentioned it. For those who are unaware, if you picked up the paper, turned on the news, maybe browsed something on your phone, you've seen something about the arrest of the guy who tried to kill Trump in Florida on that golf course, his son. So what happened? Well, the dude tried to kill Trump on the golf course. Okay, he gets arrested. We got all that. Then authorities started raiding his home, going through his stuff, as they do. Allegedly, they found a bunch of really, really disgusting kiddie porn stuff on his son's computer, and his son was promptly arrested today for possession of child pornography. Gosh, just saying that makes me want to vomit, but that's what he was arrested for. Now, maybe you're wondering why I didn't lead the show with it. Well, I don't know if I believe it. That's why. And that's why I'm not going to spend any time on it. Would it surprise me if this dirtball who tried to kill Trump had a dirtball kitty touch your son? No, wouldn't surprise me at all. In fact, he probably is. It's probably true. I have officially reached the point where I don't believe anything that comes out of the FBI, especially allegations of child trafficking, child pornography, and allow me to explain why. You know how we always discuss the system and communists using your values against you? They know you're a good person with a value system, with a moral compass, and they find a way to use those values against you. Well, if you take a step back and look at all kinds of different allegations that come down for people, there is a theme, a fairly consistent theme. In fact, we ended last hour talking about Pavel Durov with Telegram. they finally levied some charges against him in France. And what were some of the charges? Child trafficking. Not even that he did it, but that his app supports people who did it. Immediately, they came out with that, child trafficking. Remember what Cheryl Atkinson, that journalist, remember what she said, what she testified to Matt Gaetz? What she said? Cheryl Atkinson, when the Obama DOJ went after them, had an FBI agent tell her to her face that they tried to plant child pornography on her husband's computer. And what's that tell you? That tells you that's something they do. They ended up failing in this case, but that's very clearly something they do. Why? Why all this child trafficking, child stuff? It's not that that stuff doesn't exist. It certainly does. And maybe a bunch of these people are guilty of it. But why did they continue to go back to that well? They continue to go back to that well because it is something so revolting to you and to me that it creates emotions inside of us. I can't even hardly say the words child pornography without vomiting up the delicious cheesesteak Chris and I ate about an hour ago. I can't even say the words without vomiting it up. It creates a visceral, emotional reaction in me when I think about the harming of a child. It sickens me to my core. Well, what do emotions do? They cloud our thinking. They cloud our judgment. I start thinking with my emotions instead of my head the second you bring up harming children. And the system knows that. They've already tried to plant kiddie porn on people they wanted to arrest and intimidate. Now, that brings me to this guy. Now, I'm not inclined to be on the side of this kid or this dirtball family. They already tried to kill Trump. Clearly, the kid's probably a dirtball, too, from the public statements. It sure sounds like he is. And let me be clear, probably guilty. And if he is, throw him in a cage the rest of his life after he gets a trial. That's fine with me. But whenever I hear allegations about children, child trafficking, things like that now, I don't buy it right off the bat. I'm not saying they're lying every time. I don't know. But I am saying the institutions who make these accusations have been caught red-handed lying about this stuff several times, planting things on people to make them look bad, to turn the public against them. This is how corrupt regimes operate. And specifically, it's how communist regimes have operated all the time. You want to hear a crazy story? Just a crazy example of this. You know about the Stasi in East Germany, back when there was West Germany, which was free, and then East Germany, which was communist. You know, that was the Berlin Wall, all that stuff. But the Stasi, they were the secret state police agency. They ran East Germany, and they monitored everything, and they went on op after op after op to arrest and intimidate the public. Okay, that was the Stasi. You know one of the main things they would do to people? They would plant pornography in their mailboxes and in their homes. Did you know that? Why? Well, that was the older version of planting it on someone's computer. You know, you may like your neighbor. Let's say you get along with your neighbor, maybe your friends, maybe you guys play cornhole on the weekends, watch the game the kids play. Let me ask you something. If you let your kids play at the neighbor's house and then you found out the next day that your neighbor, he was arrested for child pornography, would you ever let your kids be in that guy's presence ever again? No, you wouldn't. The accusation alone would be enough to shun that individual for the rest of your life. That's how human beings think. It's how human beings react. And evil communist governments know that. And they have used it since before the internet. The Stasi, if they wanted you intimidated, if they wanted you to shut up, if they wanted your reputation destroyed, maybe you were speaking out against the communist government, they would plant dirty adult things in your house, in your mailbox. Your wife would find them. Your neighbor would hear about them. And then, what is it? There's a stigma on you. Hey, I don't know if you heard about Bob. You hear what they found in his mailbox? hey, we're not going to Bob's anymore. Shun Bob. I know he's got a great football party, but we're not going there anymore. This is how corrupt communist regimes have always operated. And I'm cautioning you to this because in the future, as these people, if these people gain more and more power, you know, if we don't get real reform, if the swamp doesn't get drained, it's going to become a theme that is common as they find and arrest their political opponents. They will levy the most disgusting charges against them with the knowledge that the charges are so gross, you won't be able to think straight. You won't give anyone the benefit of the doubt. The second you hear, just like me, the second you hear kids have been harmed, they're doing horrible things to kids, y'all, forget them, throw them in a wood chipper. Immediately, that's the human response to it. And evil communist regimes know it and use it against you. Just a word of caution. Approach all these things, especially when it's federal. When it's federal now, because the federal government is so evil and so poisonous. When something is federal and you see this stuff, even with someone you don't like this dork kid, even when it's someone you don't like, your first reaction, your first response should not be to believe them. I'm not saying you have to assume they're lying, but your first response should not be, yeah, figured, I knew we'd have that on there. That's a mistake. And that's why I didn't lead the show with it. I see this stuff now, and I've seen it too often. And I've had too many people behind the scenes leak too many things to me to let me know these people will lie and plant evidence on anybody in order to take down their political opponents. Do I need to remind you that Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, worked with the FBI? She worked with them to plot her own kidnapping and assassination attempt so they could arrest a bunch of Trump supporters, so they could get a Trump supporters are terrorists headline before the election. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with the governor of Michigan, already did that. These people were soulless, and they'll do that crap in a heartbeat. Just remember that, all right? And also remember, speaking of soulless, they filled up the country with criminals for a reason. It's not an accident. There aren't violent criminals all over the place by accident. Democrats did that on purpose. They took our own criminals and let them out of jail, and they imported and are importing as many from overseas as humanly possible. Why? Because they want you murdered, they want you assaulted, they want you raped, because societal chaos like that is where communism really grows. Happy, content societies don't choose communism. Miserable societies do. And so they're trying to turn up the misery. You get a burn a pistol launcher and carry it on you. Please don't buy one and set it on your shelf and never look at it again. When you're out jogging, carry your pistol launcher. When you're at work, pistol launcher. In your car, it's legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. It's non-lethal. I carry both. I carry lethal and non-lethal. It's non-lethal. Even if you don't like guns, shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls. Go get 10% off. Over 500,000 already sold. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. Go. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, do you have the Nancy Pelosi audio? We got to play that. And I have to come back to this one again. It's just too funny. It's a little long. But Dome, not only does she not know anything, obviously, if she doesn't know anything, her surrogates aren't going to know anything either. These are the people they send to the media to campaign on her behalf. I can't stress this point enough. When you send someone to the media, if you're the Kamala Harris campaign and you're sending someone to Fox News, this took place on Fox News, you know that that person has to be knowledgeable about the issues. Otherwise, they're going to look dumb. Like, you know that. This is basic politics. This exchange is...
Whew. What is Harris's plan? We're waiting.
Yeah, okay, there's
there's a lot of aspects to it in regards to looking at it online. So let's talk about lowering the grocery cost, because that's something that's brought up. The viewers can look at this online. She talks about certain things in regards to advancing the first federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, to set clear rules to the road to make it clear that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers as well.
Is that happening? Secure new is that happening?
Could it not at this moment? No, this is her plan that's laid out for the first 100 days when she becomes president of the United States of America.
Is that currently happening?
In regards to I don't know exactly if that's currently happening or not, because I'm not privy to that type of information.
Hey, what's the economic plan? We're going to stop price gouging. Is it happening? Well, I don't know.
Information, okay. But there are people are costing a lot of money in regards to groceries.
Okay. It seems and like that you're having a hard time articulating her plan.
That's not true. Please.
This is my favorite part. The American communist, he's so used to bringing up things that don't matter, but to him, they're everything. Like, you'll see this. You're actually about to hear this right here. She's complaining about being interrupted, and she has to throw in, because for her, it means something as a woman, as if that matters.
I'm constantly being interrupted by you, which as a woman, I think is disrespectful when I'm trying to speak.
It's okay to interrupt men, but as a woman, you can't interrupt me. Remember, communism is about division, pitting one citizen against another, men against women, pitting white against black, against Hispanic, against Asian. Everyone's against Chris, but that's not important for now. It's about dividing citizens against each other. You have a friend-enemy distinction always in communism. Always, always, always. The enemy is men, white men. If you are a minority, if you're a woman, if you're a tranny, if you're a whatever, then you are a unique person, an ally, who should be protected, and you are allowed to get away with things that the evil white man is not allowed to do, because you've already classified him as the enemy, as being someone who doesn't have the same rights and privileges you have. And so these people will, without an ounce of shame or self-awareness, they will just look in the camera and say something like, as a woman, Chris, get the Nancy Pelosi thing. I'm going to play the Nancy Pelosi thing. So Pelosi, she's gotten past the Speaker of the House phase. She doesn't have to do that anymore. And I think I love her more now than I ever have. She's drunker than she's ever been. You can hear it everywhere. It's always something like that. And she now just chews out the media to their faces without even pretending. She went and sat down with Jake Tapper. This is great.
Trump saying that Kamala Harris has bigger cognitive problems than Joe Biden.
Why would you even cover that? This is a person who's not on the level. He is their nominee for president. He is incompetent. Let's not even talk about the silliness of it all and the weirdness of it all and the assault on women that it is. We're not going to talk issues.
That's great. All right, now let's talk about something serious, shall we? Because I have a couple other things I want to get to. There was an English teacher at a Dome rally, kind of gave away the game of how these teachers think, and Greta Thunberg's in the news and out of Chicago, and I'm going to get to those things. But I wanted to talk about something else really quickly. Feeling alone. No, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm not talking about me. But feeling alone is something that you need to guard against. And to be honest, I need to guard against. When we get into this stuff, the news and politics and power and the scandals and stuff like this, it can be easy today to feel alone because you spend so much time on social media. You're listening to me right now. Maybe you're listening live. Maybe it's the next day. Maybe it's Thursday and you've podcasted it, but it's easy to feel alone. You know how I've encouraged you to go to public events, if there's a big conservative conference in your area for whatever reason, even if you're not passionate about the topic, go. If there's a Trump rally in your area, even if you hate Donald Trump's guts, go. Because it's important to realize you're not alone. It's part of the human condition. We need each other. Loneliness is dangerous, for sure. And along those lines, I read something today, and I'm glad I'm not alone. It moved me to know there are other people who go through exactly what I go through. And I'll explain what I mean in a minute. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the entire thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. So I was going into the break. I'll get to this good news out of the corporate world in a moment and some other things. But going into the break, I discussed the danger of feeling alone and how you need to get out and interact with people, even if you're more of an introvert type like I am, and be around people. And it's nice to be reminded you're not alone. And I read something today, and it hit home for me that I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. This is a headline. It's nice to know there are others. And the headline was this: hot people complain about the horrible experience of being good looking. What, Chris? This is something I thought I was the only one. I guess there are others who are almost as good looking as I am, probably not symmetrical like Denzel Washington and I, but almost as good looking as I am. And what people don't discuss is the burden that comes with that. And people will just stop me randomly on the street and be like, "Hey, can I make a sculpture of your face?" And I'll be like, "Yeah, I don't blame you. I guess you can." And so, what, Chris? I'm telling you, it's a burden, and apparently other people go through it too. So I'm glad I got this off my chest, and I'm glad I'm not the only one. Now, on a more serious note, we've talked before about the corporate world being seized and how that happened and why that happened. We don't have to go into that again right now, but how much of the cultural filth we see we fund is alarming. We enable so much of this stuff with our money. And in the corporate world, it's particularly egregious because the communists went after the most right-leaning companies, right-wing companies. And my friend Robbie Starbuck deserves a lot of credit for exposing this and getting these corporations to change their ways. But one of the first was Tractor Supply. What percentage of the people who walk into Tractor Supply are voting Democrat? It's like 20%, I think. I think they did it. It's 20-30%. They're like all Republicans. Tractor Supply got taken over by the communists and was doing horrible things. They got exposed. They apologized. They backed off of all that, remember? So I want to give them credit for backing off of all of it. They were doing terrible things, and we were funding it, funding our own destruction. And you, Robbie, to his credit, I didn't do this, he did it, started going down the list of these companies. And Harley Davidson was one of them. You know any bikers? I know a lot of bikers. I like bikers, even biker gangs. Not kidding. I sold an RV once to a bandito. I just get along with biker types. What, Chris? Yeah, Chris. He even had a business card, a bandito's business card. And you know what it said on the back? I kid you not. I went home to show my wife. She didn't think this was as cool as I did. It said on the back of his business card, "Don't be afraid of the dark. Be afraid of what's in the dark." I know, it was kind of cool, right? Anyway, bikers are as right-wing a group as you can really find. I don't know if you've ever gone to or at least seen pictures and video of Sturgis, the big Sturgis rally they have every year, this huge biker rally where you'll have full-blown biker gangs, the murdering, gun-running types, down to just basic biker clubs. It's a huge thing. And it's Harley-Davidson's Super Bowl every year. Bikers are not left-wingers, even if they're not Republicans, which a lot of them aren't really registered that way. They are not left-wingers. They hate that dirty commie scum stuff. They hate it. Well, Harley-Davidson was doing this exact same thing. All the corporate filth, all the corporate cultural Marxism stuff, they got exposed so bad by Robbie that Harley-Davidson, they always have all these tents up at Sturgis. No one would show up at their tents. They packed up and left early. They left Sturgis early because they were just getting crucified up there. It was awesome. They've since backed off of a lot of it. You can look into that and see if they backed off enough for your taste. That's not important. Anyway, they since backed off of a lot of it. And that brings me to the latest. Caterpillar. You know Caterpillar, the big construction equipment? One of the fondest memories of my childhood. I never got to go to work with my dad. He's a construction guy, right? What's he going to do? Take me there when I'm three and sit me on the side of the ditch? I can't go to... But every kid worships his dad and wants to go to work with his dad. And my dad got invited by Caterpillar one time to go to Peoria, Illinois. I don't even know if it's still there, but there was a big cat shop in Peoria, Illinois. And I think we flew into Chicago, if I remember right. But then we had to take a bus. You ever taken a bus? I'm talking public transportation bus. I told you we didn't have a lot of money. But we had to hop on a bus. And it's the middle of the night. I'm a kid. I would guess I'm seven, eight years old. And we take this bus to Peoria, Illinois. And I remember I was so excited because my dad didn't let me play video games. But he let me rent a Nintendo for the hotel room. And I was allowed to play video games in the hotel. But he took me to Cat. And they had... It looked like an indoor basketball arena or some kind of indoor stadium type setup. I don't want to tell you what it was because it was so long ago. I'm worried I'm going to tell you the wrong thing. It looked to me like a big indoor basketball arena that had been converted for Cat, only it had been converted into this huge dirt pit where they had the various pieces of Cat equipment on there, and you could go out and get in them and move them around. Oh, I know, Chris, it was sick. And it was all these construction dudes, right? It was the Cat guys, and because my dad wasn't the only construction guy invited. There was a whole group of them. It was all these construction dudes there, and I'm the only kid, and so they're treating me awesome. You know, I'm so excited. And they let me, them and the Cat guys, they let me get on equipment. I'll never forget it. They let me get on equipment. As a child, you feel like a god. You sit in some big piece of powerful equipment. Oh, yeah, Chris, it turned on because it was such a safe environment. They let you turn it on, and I could move the buckets and things up and down. Oh, dude, I could have died and gone to heaven right then and there. I was a happy man. And so I have such fond memories of that from Caterpillar. Well, the Caterpillar employees, for the most part, are our people, very much so. But as it happens, Caterpillar got taken over by the communists. They got taken over by that evil organization, the Human Rights Campaign. They're the ones who make sure your company's gay enough and they give you a score for it. Oh, too many men there. Got to have more women. Well, to their credit, Robbie was getting ready to expose them and Caterpillar backed off of all of it. No more diversity policies, no more any of that other stuff. So corporations are now backing off from pressure from our side. And that's a good thing. I interviewed Robbie on TV the other day on my TV show. You know, I have a TV show every night on the First TV from 9 to 11. I interviewed 9 to 11. Wait a minute. No, 9 to 10 Eastern. Anyway, 9 to 10 Eastern. I interviewed Robbie about it the other day. And Robbie said corporations now are finding out ahead of time that he's getting ready to expose them. And they're backing off before he even exposes them. Because the corporations have seen what happened to the others. The Harley thing, remember the Harley thing? Robbie told me the Harley guys were tearing the Harley emblems off their bikes and burning them in piles of them. Yeah, just people have had enough of this crap. I'm not saying we've won. We have a long, long, long way to go to run the communist cancer out of the corporate world. It took many, many, many years to get where we are. It'll take time to remove it. But we are shifting the power dynamics of this country in significant ways because we are becoming activists, anti-communists. No more of this live and let live crap. Go out there and stop the demons from consuming your society. And we are getting wins. And I wanted you to know it and I wanted you to feel good about it. All right? And I want you to feel better about the pain in your life. The physical pain. Emotional pain I can't do anything about. The physical pain, though, you have options there. You see, Relief Factor is there. You can handle that pain naturally. 100% drug-free. That's what Relief Factor is. You can stop masking the pain. You can stop ignoring it. Oh, another day. Oh, maybe that knee will be gone in an hour. Take care of it. Start living your life again. What don't you do now that you used to love to do because it hurts? You can start that again. You realize that. 3 weeks. I'm asking for 3 weeks. Buy a 3-week quick start kit. They're $19.95. And try it for 3 weeks. If your pain is the same as it was, promise me you will never order it again. Your pain will probably disappear. Disappear. If not, it'll be turned way down. Change the rest of your life. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I want you to listen to this English teacher at a dome rally. And, well, we might have to do something once we're done listening.
I'm also a mother of 3 beautiful adult children, and they are all teachers like me. Growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher because I saw education for what it really was, the greatest instrument of social justice in this country.
What's that? What? Why did she always knew she wanted to be a teacher? Was it so Aiden, Jaden, and Braden can learn how to read, do math, chemistry, world history? Is that what motivated this woman?
I'm also a mother of 3 beautiful adult children, and they are all teachers like me. Growing up,
some guy procreated with that 3 times.
I always knew I wanted to be a teacher because I saw education for what it really was, the greatest instrument of social justice in this country.
We haven't had this talk in a while, but one, you need to go to your children's classroom. And the second you see a Black Lives Matter flag, a tranny flag, a coexist bumper sticker, you need to grab your child and pull them out of the classroom, not because the teacher is left wing, because the teacher is a child predator who went into the children's profession of teaching so they could prey on your child. That is a child predator, and you need to be aware of it. That's one. Two, remember the communist is a religious zealot. It would never occur to the communist to not bring their politics into whatever job they happen to be doing. It doesn't matter how important you think the job is, whether it's a doctor, an air traffic controller, a teacher, a general, a movie producer, it doesn't matter who it is. They're fighting a revolution. The only point in getting a job, in achieving any kind of a position at all, is so you can use that position to further your communist goals. It would never occur to you to politic at work. It would never occur to the communist to not. Because the communist doesn't set aside his religion ever for any reason. The teacher with the tranny flag in your child's classroom went into the profession so they could prey on your child. Don't give your children over to child predators for any length of time. These are child predators. All right? All right. I wanted to play you that. I wanted to play you this. This is Greta Thunberg. She's a little hard to understand for a variety of reasons.
In Palestine and all over the world, the fight against colonialism and corporations' destruction of the planet are intrinsically linked. Look at Chevron. Everyone knows that Chevron is one of the world's biggest climate criminals. But the oil giant is also fueling Israel's genocide in Palestine.
Climate change and Palestine, and what do those two things have in common? As you know, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know this well. The different labels of communism, the, quote, different groups, from the Black Lives Matter civil rights scammers to the LGBTQ demon mob to the Hamas lovers to the climate change, whatever. They aren't different groups. They have different labels. The different labels serve two purposes. You don't want to label your group the Red Guard communists. That wouldn't sound good. Instead, you label it some climate change activism group. And the two purposes are, one, recruitment. They need broken, mentally ill people to sign up to be foot soldiers in the revolution. And people will fight on behalf of climate change. So recruitment is one of the reasons they use the labels. The second reason is deceit. They can't ever let you know that they're just trying to burn everything down. They can't be honest about that. The communist has been fighting a revolution to burn everything down and lying about it since the inception of communism. That's what they do. They can't tell you that. So instead you just label your way, we're just Black Lives Matter. What are you, racist? We're just LGBTQ.
Why are you gay?
Do you hate gay people? Are you just... In the end, it's one movement. All these, quote, different groups, they're just different fingers of the same communist fist. One movement, one goal. The goal is destruction. It's why your liberal Aunt Peggy has a tranny flag on her car sitting right next to the Free Palestine flag. And you pointed out, telling her she's a hypocrite because gay people are thrown off of rooftops in Palestine. But liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't see the hypocrisy because liberal Aunt Peggy is fighting a revolution. And all she knows is she's a revolutionary. Different fingers of the same fist, not different groups. One group, one goal, destruction, right? Now, I know that you've probably already been taking your male vitality stack or female vitality stack from chalk, so you already knew all that. You see, you need to get your levels right for your mind to work right. Male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks aren't just about having a fun date night. It's about your mind. It's about your mood. When your mind gets foggy and your mood gets down, that is oftentimes a result, gentlemen, of low testosterone. Get some natural herbal supplements from Chalk in your life. And they're not limited to just those two things. They have so many natural herbal supplements. And 'tis the season. It's sale time. Go get a subscription. Call them. Text them. They're right there. They'll answer questions. They're not just taking orders. They'll help you. The dimes are by the phone. 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. Tell them I sent you. All right? All right. Finally, I did want to play this from the Chicago City Council. Not good.
Well, 34 aldermen voted for the $51 million. It did not come out without a lot of controversy, especially from some black residents who say the money should go towards Chicago residents who have been neglected for years.
Very much committed to a revenue stream or revenue streams that ensure that we are dealing with the crises of those who are unhoused in the city of Chicago, while also making sure that there's room for those that we are welcoming.
We need to allocate some of this money for our black children, for the black community.
$51 million for migrants brought some loud and vocal opposition from the public, to the point where police had to escort people out of the city council meeting several times. Mayor Brandon Johnson asked for a two-minute breather.
We want to make sure that we can continue to conduct the business of the people.
You vote for Democrats, and they bring in a bunch of foreigners to replace you. Question is, are you going to keep doing that? Remember those four magical words. You voted for this. We'll be back tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.